Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. You'll find all our episodes on meditationpodcast.org. This is one of eight meditations kindly given to me by Becca Williams. I interviewed Becca on episode number 228. It was titled Emotional and Trauma Recovery. We covered microdosing, emotional liberation, cannabis, breathwork, reincarnation, chakras, and a lot more. So be sure to check out the episode. You'll find all my episodes and other podcasts on bio.link/podcaster. And I'd also like to thank DanielPackard.com. He's helping people with anxiety, stress, and addictions. He's got a 90% success rate and he's only charging if he helps you. But he's also given a free 45-minute training to help people reduce anxiety just to show that this can work. So be sure to check him out, DanielPackard.com. So I hope you enjoy this meditation.
Hi, it's Becca. It's both me talking to you, and that's also me getting settled on the cushion. This is the best way I know to offer guidance in introducing you to these powerful practices of emotional liberation, to demonstrate at the same time. So I hope you brought whatever's knocking loudest on your head. Your assignment, if you choose to accept it during our session, is mission possible. I want to help you set the intention to release emotional blocks so you can reset yourself during this potent session. I invite you to get situated and settled just as I am here in the picture. And if you're adding cannabis plant medicine to your practice, I have a video that'll offer some guidance on that. We'll put a link on the screen. And you need to be comfortable. Loose clothes and finding a good sitting position is going to help greatly. You might want to try a cushion like I'm doing here, where my hips are higher than my legs because it takes the pressure off the lower back. So if you need more height, you can also sit in a chair and make sure it has a solid back. The practice we're going to be doing is called Emotion as Intuition, and it's very potent, and it's a great example of what we do in our industrial strength meditations. I invite you to do your best and stay with it through the entire practice, and I'm going to be doing it right along with you. This is not a video in the traditional sense where you're supposed to watch the screen. Like me, you'll be closing your eyes and not watching me. I'm just here to help keep you on track. So if you find yourself needing to recenter, you can take a look up here at the screen and then go back into your own inner space, okay? This practice is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. We'll be using a strong breath that's going to increase your self-awareness so you can be aware of what you're feeling. This one's going to help you reset yourself so that you can optimize how you view yourself. Importantly, it's also going to build strength so you can handle what you're feeling. And that's going to prepare you for what comes up as you get in touch with the emotion that's bothering you. Now, I'm telling you right now, we're going to be doing this for a strong 16 minutes for the payoff of cleansing and releasing. So get comfortable, get settled, and be in a place where you have privacy and quiet. And here we go. You're going to interlace your fingers so that they form one fist and bring it in front of your neck. And extend your two index fingers straight up so it's like the church and the steeple. And hold that close to your body so that the tips of those index fingers are just below your nose and several inches out away from your nose. And then close your eyes nearly all the way where you're letting just a little light in. And the breath is going to go like this. Four strong, powerful inhales through the rounded mouth and one strong exhale through the nose at a constant beat of 1 second each. So it's going to sound like this. So you continue like that and breathe along with me. These are strong, pulsed breaths with the eyes barely open, and you're actually looking down at your nose. It's going to take a few moments to get used to all this. And if this is the strongest you've ever done this sort of breathing, you may need to adjust. You might need to blow your nose, whatever. It's all fine. Just get back to the breath as soon as you can. Try to do it powerfully, but not so much that it hurts your head or there's too much pressure. As you do it along with me, you'll find your own pace that's sustainable for you. It'll help if you also straighten your neck, pull the chin in slightly so it's level with the ground. So now just focus and breathe and get into it. I'm going to fall silent for a while so you can really focus and be very present with yourself.
Thank you.
Stay with it. You're doing great. Continue the breath. If you need to take a break, make sure you keep your posture and the hand position in place. Don't collapse. You can do this. Mission possible. Breathe and feel. What does it mean to feel? Maybe you're feeling sensations. Identify the sensations. What are they? And where do you feel them in your body? You'll be present in certain areas of your body, and that's something that you want to notice. And then how do you describe those feelings? Is it tense? Is it hard? Is it dull? Is it dark? Is it prickly? You'll have whatever descriptions come to your mind. Describe the feeling to yourself. You're retraining yourself to accept these uncomfortable feelings, to not be afraid of them, to not run away from them, not to squelch them. At this point, some people can't really feel anything, and if that's been your habit, that's okay. Just keep breathing and inviting the feelings. When you feel safe, they'll come. Other people are overwhelmed by them. They're so strong, but it'll all even out in the protection of this breathing. Now, in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to focus on one feeling or one memory. So pick out whatever seems strongest to you. Whatever feeling is pushing itself to the front of your awareness, knocking loudest, saying, pay attention to me, because it feels the strongest. So choose whatever that is. And as we finish this part of the breathing, hold on to that memory or that feeling. And we'll come back to it, okay? So now, inhale deeply through your nose, deep, 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 and spread your arms out to the side with the palms facing up and the elbows straight. The arms are parallel to the ground, the shoulder level, straight across like you're a big T. Hold that breath a few more seconds and keep the position now and exhale powerfully. Blow it out through your mouth. Inhale again, slowly, fully, completely. Stretch up, stretch. Try to become taller. Lengthen up in this big straight T. Reach your fingers toward the opposite walls away from you. Open the shoulders and hold that arm position. And exhale. Inhale one more time. This time, spread the fingers wide and tight. Palms are facing up. Elbows are straight. Stretch it. Lengthen. Tall. Solid. Strong. Hold. And now blow it out. Blow it out. Blow it out. And relax. Keep your eyes closed and sit calmly. And relax your arms to your knees or your lap. Don't move. Sit still, calm, relaxed. And just be aware. Just let the sensations flow and enjoy this calmness. To whatever extent you feel peaceful, calm, strong, stable. Acknowledge that. And let the clarity be used now to bring up that feeling or emotion. You may not want to disturb this peace with the emotion, but you're going to find it again through the emotion. So bring that strong emotion back up, or your memory, and let the memory bring up the emotion. And now that you're calm, just feel. Let that feeling come. It may not be comfortable. Most difficult emotions are not wanted, but let it flow through you, like stepping into a hot bath. When you first get in, you kind of tense up because it's so hot. But if you breathe and relax and know that it's good for you and you're going to settle in as you get used to it. So just like that, let yourself feel. Feel that you can feel. And that you're going to be okay. And what are those sensations like? Open to them and let them flow freely through your body without any obstruction. You don't like them. They feel uncomfortable, but you see they're not going to hurt you. You can handle them. So breathe. And let your breath be relaxed and steady. And if you gain some balance with that emotion, you might feel on equal footing with it. You feel like you may be able to sit there with it and maybe even talk to it. Rather than it being yucky or overpowering, you feel equal to the feeling or even on top of it. It's like getting used to somebody you've met for the first time, and it might be awkward, but then you get comfortable. So now use the sensation of that emotion as the core of something that you're relating to. So just ask that feeling directly and let the answer not come in thoughts, but in a feeling. And ask it, why are you here? What's the problem? What's the source of this feeling? What happened that caused it to come up? And it may be immediately obvious. And if you get an answer to why it's there, or if you don't, ask again. Ask to know more and ask a different question. If you can easily identify somebody, a place, or a thing, or situation, then go deeper. Go deeper. And ask why this is so bothersome to you. And just keep asking and feeling intuitively the responses until you drop into the heart of the matter. As deep as you can understand it right now, you see why you're feeling this. You see the situation that's caused it. That situation, it could be immediate. It could be in the past. It might be in the future. It could be something very deep and timeless. So you see that now. You know what you're feeling and why you're feeling it. And the next step is to ask the same feelings. What do I need to do about this? And see if you get an immediate hit, an instant response. Not the mind, but let the emotions speak. Oh, my emotions, what will have you be satisfied? What do I need to do to have you go away? How can I find relief? And you may just see something immediately. It may not be as clear, but ask again in a different way. And again, watch if your mind tries to give you answers. But get fresh information directly from your gut or your heart or wherever that feeling is. What's the solution? What do I need to do to resolve this? You may hear it and not like the answer. You may hear it and not believe it. You may think it's impossible, but just accept the information for right now. And you can ask anything you want about how you would carry out that solution. When? Where? How? Would I carry out that solution? And your intuition knows all of that. This emotion helps bring you face to face with that information. But be patient, because not everybody gets it every time. And you can't try too hard. You just have to ask and then allow things to bubble up. Now, whatever answer you have, again, not judging it or believing it or not believing it, just accepting it for the moment. And see yourself carrying out that solution. See yourself doing it, knowing the information you got and using it. And you'll get to see how it turns out when you follow the advice of your emotions, your intuition, your soul. This is your soul speaking to you. Can you begin to tell that this is your highest source of wisdom speaking to you? Letting you know when something's off and what you need to do about it? So see yourself implementing that solution if you heard one. And you may feel better. You may feel some relief. And that's the positive feedback of your intuition telling you, yes, this is what's needed. So you felt into this. You understood why. And you understand what to do about it. The next step, and that is taking the action that you just imagined in real life, in real time. And you may not feel that you can do that or be ready for that right now. But the sooner that you can do it, the better you will feel. And like most people, you'll need to slowly learn to trust that these things are accurate. But you'll have to take a risk and experiment and try and see if you feel better. If you're unable to reach any of these steps or complete them, your emotions will faithfully remain and let you know about this. They'll keep reminding you because they only want to help you solve your problems and get back to that well-being that's so wonderful to experience. Can you see that? Can you see that these bothersome emotions have a purpose? That they have information in them? That they have energy to help you? If you had fear or an angry emotion, they have a lot of strong energy to help you do something. And if you had sadness or grief or depression, you had a low, dark, inward energy to help you go inside and understand what's going on. Each emotion brings the energy it needs to achieve its purpose. So now, take a step back and just see this whole process from the beginning. You got calm and peaceful. You breathed. You felt into it. You saw some things. And you're going to want to remember those things and just appreciate the entire experience and what you may have learned from it. So now, inhale deeply. Inhale. Exhale. And begin to move your fingers and your toes, your wrists, your ankles. Move your shoulders and your neck. And when you're ready, come back to the room slowly with your eyes open. And sit here for as long as you would like. And you may want to make a few notes of everything that you can remember, especially what you saw and felt about the problem and the solution. And this is the experience of emotional liberation, learning to be in touch with that deep well of healing resources. Celebrate the fact that you did this for yourself today. Congratulations, and have a wonderful day, and see you next time.